Strange times when you need to get to the supermarket at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Who does that?
Just to get the basics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's what a lot of people have to do now, including me.
This is stuff that I've never experienced. Did you experience that?
Yeah, look, over a month ago, I tracked it on my phone, was when I last bought toilet paper, and that was before everything turned to crap and everyone, all the hoarders started buying everything. Yeah, I'd just done my usual shop.
That was pre-shit hitting the fan.
Exactly.
Yes, okay.
And every time I've popped in the shops ever since, after realising we've got this major issue that's still not been sorted out, I've had a peek, like most of us, to see what's missing.
Yeah.
And there's just never toilet paper,
right?
The
whole aisle just empty.
But I heard that basically you need to go in first thing in the morning because obviously they're flat chat trying to even keep up with the demand.
They get the stocks and they got to get it out in the morning.
And then it's already gone by lunchtime.
Sure, yeah.
So I said to Keely Friday night, you know what we're doing tomorrow morning? We're getting up to go to Woolworths. We're going to get toilet paper because we're kind of halfway through the pack. And that's usually my cue in my normal life.
That's your yard glass.
Yeah. Coronavirus.
Okay.
To buy another pack. So we just never get stuck.
Yeah.
Because it will be me that gets stuck. It won't be anyone else in the household. You can betcha. It'd be me running. Now.
That's one square left. I can't. What am I
doing? I run the joint.
With one square.
I've got to make sure it runs well. Anyway, we've got to the supermarket. She's like, yes, Mum, I'm going to run through. I'm going to go. And I said, no, you're not.
It's some sort of chariots
of
fire.
You're not going to be those people. I hate those people. Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Just walk quickly. We'll go through the toilet paper aisle together and see what's there.
Yep. No expectations.
Yeah, mind your manners.
Yep.
Don't be that moron. So we go through. We get a packet of toilet paper.
You got a packet.
We did, which is great.
Yes.
I mean, no stress for me at least for a month, okay? We're good.
Bet you for a while there you were shitting.
There was only like 10 packets though.
Really?
Because obviously, like I said, it's all just difficult for them to maintain stock levels or how much product they get in.
Yeah, we're all dealing with this.
But a lot of people missed out.
But you didn't.
No. And then the weird emotional stuff.
Don't tell me you started feeling guilty.
Oh, you start walking around.
Oh, Pinky.
And I'm seeing elderly people here and there. And I'm like, oh, maybe they needed it. But then I'm like, you know what? They've got elderly people hour. So they've got a special shopping time. I can't be there at that time anyway. This is my one opportunity to get out to the shops early.
Yeah, you don't have happy hour places. This was slow hour.
So I had to talk myself through this and go, look, they're okay. They're all right. And look, they are retired. They've got more time. This is the stuff I'm saying to myself because it makes you feel so weird and bad, even though you're not bad.
You have to set an alarm to get up to make this happen.
I know. Meanwhile, Keely's walking around, bouncing around, so elated that we got toilet paper. She's shouting it to the rooftop, like, Keely,
stop
bragging. Don't show off. Not everyone got some. That's very insensitive.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Keep it on the down low.
We got a few more things. We get to the aisle, to the checkout. There's a lady in front of me. She looks like she was one of the people that missed out on toilet paper and I just couldn't make eye contact with her.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, you know, she looks sweet and she's elderly, but she probably has a shed full at home. She shouldn't be here anyway.
She's the hoarder.
She's the problem.
It's always the ones you least expect.
Maxie and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.